Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Welcome back. Mike Royko has been gone for some years, but nevertheless, the image and ghost of Mike seems to be, certainly in my life, always around. That's why I was thrilled when a young performer named Mitchell Biscotchop said, "Hey, I guess I heard, Mitch, how are you?"
Good. How are you doing, Rick?
Good. Would you like to be called Mitch or Mitchell? What's the deal?
It's whatever you think. Mitchell works.
Mitchell. I like Mitchell, too.
Yeah.
I think I heard about you and this show from Mike's wife, Judy Royko, and then we've met since. Tell me again, Mitchell, what is the seed of this? You weren't here. You weren't on Mike's softball team. You weren't drinking at the Billy Goat. You never met Mike. What's the seed of this? Because it is, as you well know, you're now in town for the premiere, which is September 5th. Mm-hmm. What's the seed of this? How did this all come to be?
Well, you know, I grew up in the suburbs,
right.
and I hadn't actually read. I'm pretty young, so I didn't. Pretty young. I was younger than, you know.
Yeah.
Young people don't read newspapers all that often.
So, tell me about it.
Today they don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, he passed away in '97
mm-hmm.
in college, and so I didn't really know anything about him, but I knew his name. Certainly in the pantheon of Chicago legends.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 years ago, during the pandemic, I do theater, write solo shows, and I was considering my next show, and I was doing research, and I happened upon, I thought, I'm gonna look up Mike Royko. Who is this guy?
Right.
I've heard the name 100 times. I have no idea, you know. And so I started to go on a deep dive of
yeah.
his columns,
yeah.
and I never stopped. And
yep.
even to this day, I never stop. I read something today, and I think I got to put that in the show, you know. So that was sort of the seed. I think once I started to read, I got addicted, and I thought, this is something that's really viable, and I want to hear this guy's story. But also, I want to take these words and show people that this was in a newspaper every day.
Yeah.
You know, these words, these brilliant words, these concepts and ideas and the things that make me laugh and the things that make me cry, they're in the paper every single day. You just, it's so foreign to my brain that I had to explore this further.
See, one of the things that really impressed me about you, Mitchell, is the fact that you did. You did. It'd be easy. I mean, there's 7,500 columns in the very special book, Boss, to draw from. Mm-hmm. But you really, you seem to want to explore Mike as a human being beyond the black and white words on a page. You reached out to Judy. You reached out to me. You've reached out to a number of Mike's friends and family. You wanted to put him not only in the Chicago context, but in the human context, did you not?
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about a time in history, too, that is so fraught with so many things. And so you look back at this time in history, and here's this guy writing in a city where all these things are happening, while there's all these things happening in the country as well. And he is encapsulating them so well, you know?
Yeah.
And so that sort of was the draw for me. And also when you do something on stage versus just print it out, you really want to get a lot of what he is correct. I mean, he was, it now after researching it, he was just as much a character
no
in
question.
Real life as he was in his column.
Yeah, there's no question that what you read was what Mike was. This is being called. It's at the Chopin Theater and opens on September 5th for a limited run. I wonder why a limited run.
I just wasn't sure how people would take it. You know, I wasn't I don't live in Chicago.
I get it. I think it has a potential to go to play here. Frankly, forever. It's called. You're calling this, and the show is called the toughest Royko, the toughest man in Chicago. It's called the world premiere, which is opening at the Chopin Theater on September 5th. You've done Mike on Stage before, have you not?
Yeah, I did a version of this. It was more of a workshop, and it was a different set of columns, and there was less stuff about his life or things that he said. I pulled a lot for this version from interviews that he gave, from talking to people and learning more about him. It evolved. And so this is, a full-scale performance versus, I was sort of testing it out. I thought if people respond to it in places other than Chicago, then it really has legs to, it should hit people, right in the stomach here.
Sure. Where did you try out? I know New York, yes, and L.A.?
Yeah, I did a limited run in L.A., and I just did one little workshop in New York for friends to get feedback and see what they thought. And it was all positive across the board. I just have to memorize the thing. His words and his life and his interviews, they do the heavy lifting for me, really.
Have you done, Mitchell Bischoff, a one-man show before?
I have. I've been writing them for about almost 10 years now. And, here and there I'll put them up and see what happens. Sometimes I'll do a little run. Sometimes it just dies in that one performance or that one run, the initial run that I'll do. And, that's kind of how theater works.
Sure. What were the topics of those shows? Were they, were you dramatizing in real individuals?
No, I was, they're sort of absurdist plays, actually. They're kind of big swings. They're always multimedia, because I also am a video editor.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to incorporate, especially when you're on stage just by yourself, for the audience's sake and for your sake, you really want to break it up.
Sure,
with,
sure.
Video and different types of things. So the first play I ever wrote, actually, or the first, I should say, solo show that I ever wrote, was a hypothetical comedy about you remember the Sprint or the Verizon guy, and then he started doing Sprint commercials. It was the Verizon guy, how he turned into the Sprint guy, and it was it mirrored the plot of Citizen Kane. So I was able to do the character.
I like it.
It's pretty wild. Yeah.
I like it. Hold on. You hold on for a couple of minutes for a little break, and we'll continue on, because I also want to know if there's any anxiety or not fear, Mitchell, but I know some other people who have done one-man shows in this town and who were sometimes felt, and good actors too, like Billy Peterson and some others, who sometimes felt consumed by the characters they were playing. Think about that for a second, and we'll be back to you in a couple minutes. Welcome back. If you're one of those WGN people who listen to the station 24 hours a day, you heard my guest, Mitchell Bischoff, this morning with Dean Richards. Now we're sort of bookending Mitch in the whole day. He is opening September 5th for what is a limited run through September 29th in Royko, the toughest man in Chicago, the Chopin Theater, which is a wonderful, wonderful, nice space. Don't you find, Mitch? You've been in that.
Yeah, I love it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great space. It's very warm and comforting. Been in a lot of theaters, and it's one of the best. It's just a really lovely space, I have to say.
The deal, you are not, this is not an impersonation of Mike. You're not, you know, like Rich Little in a play or something, trying to be Mike. You do, in a sense, though, in a sense, do have to kind of channel him, do you not? You try to explain in theatrical terms what this is like. You're not on stage. It's not aping Mike Royko, because there's enough video out there of Mike to sort of attempt that, but I would find that foolish, frankly.
Yeah, and the truth is I don't look like him. I'm not tall like him. You know, my voice isn't as deep as his. I have a lot more hair than he had.
True.
No offense to him, but, I think it's more about style. I think it's more about understanding who the character is and playing that to the best of my personality and how, you know, what I can bring to it as myself and with his words and his, you know, emotions, the way that at least I interpret it or I've learned to, and trying to convey that, you know, there are themes and purposes and goals that he has in the show. And that's what I'm playing, you know.
That's right. What's it like for you to work with Steve Scott, the revered producer-director here who I've known for 30 years? How's that going? Steve's pretty amazing.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's so wonderful. He's pulling things, you know, out of me as an actor that I never thought of. My script is filled with markings of things we've talked about, something that he said that I thought was brilliant, wrote it down. He really knows how to get to, he understands the script, he understands plays, and he really can get to the essence of what we need to play in the scene. And, you know, this is me on stage talking for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It can get boring, you know, if we don't do it right. And that's something we've been working on. And there's moments that I have didn't even consider that we're going back over and playing. It's really remarkable. I'm so grateful to be working with someone like him.
Yeah, and you also you the times you and I have been together, it's almost always been with Mike's wife. I do not call her a widow because Judy is she misses Mike every day. I miss him more days than I care to. It was very, and I think it's a great thing of you to. Not, and Judy doesn't have to okay this show, but it was important to you to get to know her on a certain level, because in so doing, you would get to know Mike on a certain level. Yes?
Oh, I've gained so much from talking to Judy, and she's opened so many doors just, you know, for the show, but also just personally, it's been a real treat, and we get along really nicely, and I can pick her brain anytime, and there's so many things that I've learned from her that have gone directly into the show. And, you know, I've just been so grateful for this whole process. I've never really been in a situation for my work where I've gotten the opportunity to touch base with all these great people. And for her, it's a lens right into his mind, you know?
Yeah.
Even the last time we talked about the movies, you know, he loved.
Yep.
And I mean, things like that, you know, that just, I'm not only doing the play, but I'm also a fan too.
Right.
And so a lot of that is, there's part of me that's like, well, I can't use that in the play, but man, I just love hearing about it.
That's true. I mean, you must have gotten this. Knowing there are other people out there who know Mike in a sort of secondhand kind of, like Bill Savage, who you must have talked to, the professor at Northwestern, who is who teaches classes on Mike. But you're the theatrical relationship is a very intimate one for you, and I think it's. it's going to be remarkable to see you on stage. And you are dealing, I think, and you must know this, and your producers and Kathy Taylor and everybody else involved in this must know this, that there are a lot of people who are going to come to this show because they either knew Mike personally, very few, through print, many. And there are others, don't you think, sort of your age and younger, who don't know who the hell Mike Royko is. Those, I am very curious to see what kind of response comes from those people. Are you not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of doing this in L.A. and New York was to see if those reactions were the same reactions that I was having to the work. And I think people were really surprised, because when you tell them you're doing a play about a columnist, it's like, why? You know, I mean, what did they have to say? But when they hear the words and they hear the themes and the things that are going on, I mean, the other thing too about this is that, and this is totally accidental, but the show has so much to do with today. It's so relevant today. The DNC being in Chicago,
yep.
A president stepping down before the second term, or not stepping down, but finishing the first term and not running for a second term, assassination attempts, gun violence, unrest, all these things he wrote about in a way that could have been written about yesterday. And so when you hear it, you're almost taken aback, I think, in some way, how relevant it is. And then you tell someone, well, actually, that was written in 1968, and they can't believe it.
Yeah,
so I think part of me doing the show in those places was to see, well, does this connect with people who, you know, aren't the people who read it? And I felt like the answer was yes. So I felt like it had to come to Chicago.
How brutal are rehearsals for you? 90 minutes is a long time, Mitchell Bischoff, to be on stage. It really is. I think the idea, and I know you're kind of an expert in multimedia stuff, I think that's a brilliant, brilliant idea, because there's a lot of media out there of Mike, is there not?
Yeah, and also there's a lot of contextual stuff that puts the pieces in, you know, my feeling is, as an audience member, you really have to relax into what I'm saying or he's saying, but you'll have to know what's going on sometimes. So not mm-hmm. everybody knows about the 1968 DNC. Not everybody knows about Mayor Richard J. Daley, and a lot of people's opinions are just different. So there's a lot of contextual stuff that needs to be done within the show that video can really speed up. So we don't have to waste a lot of time on me explaining it. We just let Mike's words kind of do the work.
Yeah, I think they're a very clever notion. Judy and I have known a few people over the years who have sort of thought of doing this, because it's a rich vein to mine, the words of
100%.
Mike Royko. Oh my God!
Absolutely.
And I for one, it's not my place to be happy that it's getting on stage. It's Judy's place, and I think Judy is so far happy, and you've done a good job of making her feel that. It's not honoring Mike, it's just sort of getting Mike on a certain level and bringing him to a new public. As you said, I wrote his obituary, he's been dead since, almost 30 years, for God's sake, which is really scary to me. Are you having a good time in Chicago? You still have family here or no?
No, not anymore. They all moved away, but I am having a great time here. I do have a lot of friends for still, and I came in a little earlier than I had to, just so I could have a good time and sort of get it out of my system, so I could sit down and actually focus on the play, you know?
Yes.
Good night. This is a fun town, let me tell you.
You don't have to tell me. 90 minutes intermissionless, or 90 minutes with...
No, it's got a 10-minute intermission.
It does. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it opens to the public. It opens to critics a day afterward, but it opens to the public on September 5th at the Chopin Theater, and it is scheduled to run through the 29th. My guess, and I haven't seen it, nor have I read it, Mitchell Bischoff. You can go to, you are a sort of internet kind of guy. You can go to ChicagoMitch.com /Royko and get all sorts of stuff. You can learn more about Mitch. You can listen to Dean Richards' show. How'd that go this morning? Dean's a good guy.
I went good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to everyone. You know, you asked me before the break if how my anxieties about it. Really, my anxieties more lay with how people who knew him are going to react to the show. You know, I'm not so nervous about it. I think everyone will really appreciate it, but I also,
will.
I'm more worried about what you say about it.
Don't worry about it. You will hear, like, you don't even look like Mike. I know you're going to hear that from somebody.
I know. Well, what are you going to do?
What exactly, Mitchell? What are you going to do? I will see. I'm going to write about you for, I think, this Sunday, and so we will talk again. But I'm happy this is happening. It starts September 5th. Mitch has a very cool website. Go to ChicagoMitch.com/Royko, and you get a ton of information. Take care. Break a leg.